Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the huddle. Brian Lawton is one of our favorites to tap into when it comes to nobody the hockey acumen like he has, of course, working for the NHL Network, former number one overall draft pick. Former agent, former general manager. He's done it all in the hockey world, and he's nice enough to join us now from New York, where he will perform his duties on TV later today. Brian, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure, Mike. My pleasure. I'm just walking over to Lifetime Fitness.
Oh, man, you're going to the nice one there, huh?
I'm heading over to the 42nd Sky Club. Yes, I am.
Well, while you're going over there, I want you to answer this question. Why are the Wild so good this year?
That's a very good question. I think the one thing that they've had for the last 10 years, but it continues to be great for them, is their decor. It's just a stellar group. I was a little bit nervous when they bought Ryan Suter out. I thought there might potentially be a drop in their level of play. I haven't seen that. And then, of course, when you add in Kaprizov, who's the real deal, and all the other young players that are really having a terrific year combined with some of the veteran guys, it's been impressive. The Minnesota Wild are absolutely, in my opinion, for the first time in a long time, a legitimate Stanley Cup contender.
Pete?
So, Brian, did they do in the offseason, did they do all of the things that they needed to do, or at some point were you looking at it and saying, you know what, I think these guys are doing a little bit too much, but it's obviously turned out, but how did you feel about this team and some of the changes that were made in that before the season started?
Well, it's really interesting because it's almost addition by subtraction. And that may sound disrespectful to Zach Parise or Ryan Suter, but it's not meant that way at all. Those guys were great players for the Minnesota Wild. But one thing that was continuing on that needed to change over was the guys that kind of grabbed the leadership group in that locker room. The guys that needed to become more responsible for the wins and losses. I always felt like they would defer to the veteran players, Suter and Parise. They wouldn't step on any toes. As soon as Billy Guerin moved those guys out, you saw a really interesting dynamic take over with that club's locker room. And now you see Joel Eriksson-Ek be just outstanding. Jared Spurgeon, it's his team now. And you can just go up and down the lineup. And it's like a whole new group. It was a fresh breath of air. The results speak for themselves. The young guys have all of a sudden taken this quadruple leap forward. And that's really been the magic, in my opinion. So I compliment Billy Guerin. It's not easy to move out two veteran players like a Parise and a Suter that are so well-liked. And Ryan Suter playing very well, obviously, for the Dallas Stars right now. That's not an easy task to do, and yet Billy Guerin made it look seamless.
Ryan Hartman obviously is putting up numbers as a goal scorer. Obviously, it grabs headlines. We see it. We report on it every night. As a hockey person internally, do you count on him at some point this year to be that, or do you look at it as still an aberration?
Well, I really like that line, but you know, past history would tell us he probably should have a little regression to the mean. He's just been playing so far above his career numbers that it's shocking. I had a chance to interview him in the last week or so on NHL Network. And he's just got a perfect balance, perfect ability to evaluate himself and where he fits in. He knows he's on a run. He wants to keep it going as long as he can. But it's not going to change the way he plays, and he's going to continue to be effective whether or not he slows down scoring-wise. It won't really matter. He's been a great story. Getting Matt Zuccarello back has been a great story. There's just a lot going on. Brandon Duhaime has been an excellent story for this team. Nick Bjugstad has played well. You can just go up and down the lineup. And, you know, Dean Evason is doing an incredible job of bringing these guys together as a group. I love what he's done leadership-wise. And the results, as I said earlier, they speak for themselves. The Wild are legit.
And, you know, talking about results, as I was looking through things, Brian, and you've obviously transitioned over to the business side of things in an amazing way, and you've done an outstanding job. What was it you saw in Tampa Bay when you had that, you were pretty aggressive about wanting that position, and it seemed like you guys did an absolutely phenomenal job turning that into an unbelievable franchise with a lot of championships. What was it about Tampa Bay that you identified that you said, you know what, I can make this a better team?
Yeah, there were a number of things that I loved about Tampa, but the reality was when I started, the team was dead last. So when you're dead last in the National Hockey League, you know you got to do a lot of soul-searching as an organization. We did that down there. The rules were different than they are today. There were some strategies that we were able to implement that mathematically were successful and not that difficult when you looked around the league to see how the other quality teams were beat. I'm talking about the draft lottery specifically. So the team had just finished dead last. We took Steven Stamkos, who's still there, been the 400 club already with 400 goals, 400 plus assists, and he's nowhere near done. And then the second year, you know, I never say that we weren't trying, but sometimes you're going to be moving forward or backwards. We were still in a mode where we weren't ready to move forward. We ended up selecting Victor Hedman in the draft. Victor, of course, has won a Norris Trophy, and those two players, you know, 10, 11, 12 years later, continue to be stalwarts for them. It was really just about planning, sticking to it, taking your lumps. It was painful, and recognizing what strategies might work and which ones won't. You can no longer do what really happened in Tampa. The draft lottery rules have changed. It's not as favorable. You have to come up with different strategies in today's game. And that's what I like about the job Billy Guerin's done there. He's used some different strategies. He's used a winger to drive a line with Kaprizov. He's augmented a D that was already very good and made it better. And when you have a good D in this league, you can really be competitive no matter what. So good work by the Wild. I enjoyed my time in Tampa. Would love to be back running a team again. You never know. There's a lot going on in the NHL right now, that's for sure.
You never know. Brian Lawton, one last question. Is the health of the NHL from a business standpoint good again, solid again? We see, obviously, people showing up at Wild games almost as expected. Big crowd last night for their win over Toronto. But overall, is the NHL bounce back? Is it where economically since the COVID years?
Well, economically, it's on its way to being back to where it was pre-pandemic. They obviously had some really great events happen in terms of their national TV deal. That's a game changer for ownership groups across the league and, quite frankly, for players because they do get 50% of these new revenues. The gate revenues haven't caught up all the way across the league yet to pre-pandemic. I think as people get a higher comfort level, that will happen. Minnesota could be a little bit of an anomaly in terms of they're having a great year. People there love to go to Xcel Energy Center. They love to watch the Minnesota Wild, particularly when they're winning. So I'd say they'd be ahead of the curve. There's some other cities that they're still catching up, and I would expect that to continue at least for the next 30 or 40 games, and hopefully we can start to get back to normal.
You go work out and tell me what that Manhattan club is like when you're done. But thank you as always so much, and we'll look for it on the NHL Network today as well.
Well, it's a Minnesota day, that's for sure. I ran into Andrew Walzer on the street walking over here.
Oh, my gosh.
Familiar name to Minnesotans, of course.
He's probably got a connection to Uber somewhere there. But thank you, Brian. Appreciate it always.
Thanks, Brian.
My pleasure. Pete, I'll look for you on a flight to New York sometime soon. Oh.
Definitely.
That's
I look
right.
Forward
you guys
to
do
it.
The
Take
same
care.
Commute there. Appreciate it,
absolutely.
Guys. Yeah. Brian Lawton, one of the best in the business at breaking down hockey. I hope he runs the team again sometime soon. Pete, one thing I didn't ask you about, we didn't get to. What's the best bowl game for the Gophers to go to, do you think?
you know, it seems like the fans really want Las Vegas for all the obvious reasons. So,
And by the way, I talked to somebody that was in Vegas recently, and they said, you wouldn't know there was ever a pandemic in this town because they are, it's gone.
And I can tell you, I was there in October. We had a big Market Rebellion conference there. Yeah. We sold it out. 1,000 people were there. And
so same thing, huh?
You would never know there was a pandemic going on, you know, not too many months before that and, you know, still some lingering. And it is amazing. One thing I just took away from this thing with Brian Lawton, I got to tell you, when he talked about identifying what they needed, Maxie, that's exactly what we were just talking about head coaches. If you identify the right players that fit into your scheme, that's where things really go well. And when he talks about, you know, their first year going in there, identifying those players, and those players are still playing there to this day, and they're amazing players with a future still in front of them, that says a lot about how smart this guy really is on his ability to identify who's right for this program and who's going to be the best player that we need right now that can turn this franchise around. It's amazing to me listening to him how right he was on their drafts.
And Garen has done the same. And that's really where you get paid, right, as a general manager, is not just to say, okay, here's the talent evaluation. I've got this plan that says if I get this piece with this piece with this piece, but I better be right. And if I'm right, we win. And if I'm not, I find another job. But that is the skill set of a general manager that defines them, right?
It absolutely is. And it's the same thing with coaches. You know, finding the right coaches and then the coaches finding the right players and everybody working on this together. There are franchises and schools that do a great job with this, and there are others that do not. And certainly there are the haves and the have-nots. There's no doubt.
Pete, appreciate it very much. We'll do it again next week.
Look forward to it, Maxie.
Yeah,
it's going to
we'll
be great.
A lot more next week at this time. The Vikings will play 2 games. The Gophers will know what bowl game they're going to, and a whole lot more. Thanks for listening to The Huddle. Stay with us. News Talk 830 WCCO. Be back after the news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.